All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Jakub. I work at Cloudflare. Thanks for joining me on this talk about attaching metadata to packets. Here's our agenda for today. We're going to first start off with what's our motivation behind this project. And then I'm going to take you through what is not quite a saga yet, but a trilogy. The three attempts we had so far to get this upstream. First, a quick public announcement. We were looking for a lot of interns this year, so tell your friends, look up the blog post that tells you all the details about the program. Right, so what are we trying to do? First of all, how many of you know what an SKB or a socket buffer in the Linux network stack is? Okay, that's not bad. All right. So our goal is to allow users, Linux network stack users and their BPF programs, to be able to attach hundreds of bytes of metadata to their packets as they travel through the network stack to do different cool projects. Whereas today we're limited to just, you know, a few bytes. And this work is driven by a few very concrete use cases we have in our production. This first one being that on our receive path, we need to reclassify the packets at every stage. And the configuration propagation time for each of these stages is a little bit different. So there's some inconsistency, transient inconsistency, that's bringing us operational pains. So we would ideally would like to classify the packet only once early on, perhaps in our XDB program, tag it with a service identifier, and then all the later stages of the network stack would just look up the service identifier and say, oh, I need to run rules for service X, right? Our second use case comes from the fact that we have many data centers, and we do traffic engineering between them sometimes. So if one of the data centers is getting overloaded, we're going to take part of the traffic, encapsulate it, and forward it to another location to relieve the overloaded colo. The problem that stems from that is then when we log through which colo, through which data center request came through, we get them misattributed, right? And that messes up our capacity planning. We could easily solve that because we know from which data center the traffic was forwarded, we could extract their information, attach it to an incoming request, and then if it could travel together with a packet up to the application that actually processes the request, the application could read that information out and log it, and we'll be golden. Our next use case that we have in mind is making SREs lives easier. Cloudflare, in a great simplification, is a proxy that sits between users, which we call eyeballs. These will be your web browsers, your apps calling APIs, and we just forward the traffic to our customer servers, which we call origins. Well, sometimes we inadvertently drop packets, and it would be really helpful for us to know whose packets are we actually dropping. So in an ideal world, where our proxies, when they are forwarding messages, they could label them with a customer identifier, put them on the transmit path on the network stack, and then if the packet happens to get dropped, we could have a BPF program attached to the function that drops the packet that would just read out the customer identifier and, you know, count it, log it. And our last use case, probably most complex one, is keeping track of how the requests are traveling through the network stack within one host. So inside our machines, we'll actually usually have a chain of proxies, and, you know, packets might get decapsulated, read out to user space, handed over a Unix socket connection, handed over loopback across network namespaces. It's really hard to keep track how the request is traveling. If we could tag it with some kind of trace identifier that would survive this journey, then it would make debugging problems much easier. All right, so how do we get about it? How do we attach metadata to packets? Well, the first idea we had was called SKB traits. But before I can talk about SKB traits, we need to talk a little bit about the layout of the packet buffer. So when you have XDP programs attached to your NIC device, the driver will allocate a buffer for the packet data, but it will leave a bit of a headroom in front of the packet data for various stuff. It will be usually 256 bytes. Now this packet buffer, later on when we allocate the SKB, will actually become the SKB head buffer. But before it becomes that, XDP will put its stuff in front, and your XDP programs, BPF programs, might write some custom metadata in front of the packet data. The problem with that existing metadata feature is that you can't access it past the TCBPF hook. And in addition to that, it will get just trampled over, corrupted as you push headers onto your packet. So our first idea was, hey, let's fix that by introducing a brand new area for metadata. We called it traits. That would be accessible from all the stages of the network stack, and it would be near the front of the headroom, so it wouldn't be in the way of pushing new encapsulation headers. But the feedback we got from upstream was that we don't need a second metadata area, we already have one. It would be a maintenance burden. So fair enough, but of course sadness. So that didn't work out, and since we're told that we already have a metadata area, it only made sense to look into whether we can make it work for us. So how do we make XDP / AKSKB metadata work and not break any existing users? Well, to talk about that, first we need to learn a little how your BPF programs, TCBPF programs, access this metadata. They actually will do it by accessing through that data meta pointer, which is not a real pointer that exists in your SKB. It's actually just a pseudo pointer that we compute for the benefit of your BPF programs, and it's relative to the SKB data pointer, which points at the beginning of the packet payload. So what's the problem there? Well, as your SKB travels through the network stack layers and we move the SKB data pointer, your data meta pointer starts pointing at the wrong place, right? So to make this scheme work, we would need to keep copying bytes over every time we move SKB data pointer, which is not ideal. Solution? Well, let's just hide away the fact how we access the metadata by introducing an abstraction. And in this case, a useful abstraction that we applied was a BPF DIN pointer, which you can think of as a slice, which underneath has a pointer and a length. In our case, it was a pointer that was relative to SKB head, or actually relative to the MAC header. Relative to the MAC header? Well, that's simply because of the fact that Linux network stack already tracks the position of the metadata like that, so we didn't have to do anything. That got in. We made some progress. Then we had to fix some BPF helpers. I'm not going to talk about that, but we made some more progress. And then we encountered another issue. Well, if you have layer 2 tunnels in your network setup, guess what? They're going to change the MAC header offset as they decapsulate the packets. So now your slice to your metadata again points to the wrong place. So what's the solution there? Well, we can keep track of where the metadata is located separately from the MAC header. We need to store more offsets for that in SKB. And that is quite a neat idea because this allows us to relocate the metadata anywhere we want with the headroom. We could push it to the top of the headroom, which looks a lot of like threads, right? It's not ideal because, you know, the data meta pointer is not going away. It's part of BPF API and we still have to support it. So for some programs, we'll need to keep copying the metadata. But overall, we can make this work. So this is what we are proposed, that metadata could just live anywhere in the headroom. But the feedback we got, this feels like duct tape. This is a one-off solution. Please use SKB extension instead. All right, sadness again. I guess not XDP metadata.